case number 10,678, John and Deborah Zwornski, southeast of New Road, northeast of Kansas Court, being lot 28 within Sand Dunes Village, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
John Zatwornitsky, 16885 Kansas Court, or 28 Kansas Court.
Lewis.
Bellhorn.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. I'm here to get a side yard variance to facilitate access to a garage I'm proposing to build. The side yard variance is between two properties of which I both own. I've had the second property for 20-some years, and I don't anticipate selling it. I took the liberty of getting all of my neighbors in the area to sign an affidavit stating that there was no opposition by any of the neighbors, both behind me, alongside of me, down the road, and so on and so forth. And I presented them to Susan the other day. The neighborhood's in favor of it, and hopefully you will be.
Why can't you locate the building the full 10 feet from the property line?
Well, if I do that, it stages the building over, and the garage door won't be in line with the proposed access to it. I mean, the drawing, I kind of sketched that in there. It's not absolutely to scale, but I laid it all out with my builder. He came over.
I understand that. You've got a 100-foot-wide lot, and you want to build it 3 feet from one property line. And
right.
The question is, why can't you build it 10 feet from the property line like you're supposed to?
Well, as I say, if I do that, then the garage door, because I'm putting a real wide garage door in there, it stages it over to where a portion of it is behind my porch. And I'll have like a dog leg to get back in there. I won't be able to back vehicles in there.
What's in the garage, the portion of the building that's labeled garage on the survey?
What's in it?
Yeah, is that no longer a garage?
No, it's a garage.
Okay, so you need another garage?
Yes.
Have you, can you address the standards for granting a variance?
Yes.
Would you do that for us, please?
Okay. It says, do I have an irregularity in the lot? No, I don't. It says, can you possibly develop the property without doing that? I would have to downsize the garage, and it would limit the reasoning for building it. I'm trying to back a boat in there, and it's just, like I said, with the garage door taking up almost the whole front of the building, it just won't work for me.
Okay. Yeah, there's three more in there someplace.
Three more?
Four more. One more.
How would this difficulty not be self-created?
As far as,
You're using the property without the garage, and now you want the garage. Aren't you creating the difficulty?
Well, I mean, I want a garage. I didn't know that constituted a difficulty on my behalf.
There are the five standards, and you have to meet all five standards, okay? There has to be something unique about the property, and as you said, there's not any irregularity or uniqueness, okay? So it doesn't meet that standard.
I thought that would be one of the reasons that you would go for a variance, that the property is irregular or something of that nature.
Well, that would be.
But you have nothing irregular. You have a perfectly rectangular lot.
The other unique thing would be that it couldn't be built and developed in strict conformity. Obviously, it is because you have a house on it. Okay. The second standard is cannot otherwise be developed, as in necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Once again, it's already developed. Reasonable use is is being done. The third and most difficult for anyone to address is cannot have been created by the applicant. And that's what Mr. Burrow is suggesting. You have created this problem, if you will, which therefore really isn't a problem if it's already developed. Will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. That's, that's subjective to what the rest of the neighborhood looks like. That's not a difficult standard to address. A minimum to afford relief. In this case, you're not conveying that there is relief necessary.
We've had several variances in the neighborhood in the last couple years. Mm-hmm. We've had people with properties that are two lots with a house sitting in the middle. They've moved houses. They've gotten variances to put driveways and garages right next to New Road. And the only reason that was granted so that they could sell the other lot. And there's been variances up the street where the guy put in a large garage for whatever reason, I don't know. But, I mean, I don't think that this is an unreasonable request, considering the fact that I'm imposing on my own property.
Well, it wouldn't be unreasonable if you were combining the two lots, okay? But when you do it for a personal gain because you want to keep the other lot in case you want to sell it, then that suggests that it might be unreasonable. The onus is on you to prove that it meets the standards for granting a variance to this board.
Well, as I say, I want to build a garage. It falls within the auspices of allowability. I'm allowed to build a garage, but I can't access it without getting a variance because unless I drive onto the other property, which, again, that's misuse, I would think, because I'm using another property to access that garage, and that would be against county code, I'm sure. So that's why I wanted to grant the side yard variance just to access that garage. Mm-hmm. I don't find that to be an unreasonable request.
So you think that 10 foot would make that much difference in backing a boat in?
It's only 7 foot. And see,
being 10 foot over by meeting your setbacks, you think that made much trouble getting a boat in there?
It is for the size boat I have.
What size boat do you have?
26 foot.
26 foot?
26 foot.
And what's the distance from your horse back to your garage?
It'll be like 14 feet from the corner of the porch back to the building line.
What size building is it?
I'm sorry?
What size building?
26 by 32.
By 32.
And Newcastle County, if you own the adjacent property, they allow you to do that. Our builder came down here to get the permit for the garage and was asked to, file for a variance because they wouldn't grant it. And I didn't know that because, like I said, I thought that if you own both properties, that you could build within the property or right up to the property line. And then,
I'd be surprised if in Newcastle County you could do that.
If you own the adjacent property.
They're much more stringent on their...
And like I said, the backyard variance and all is not an issue. It's just the side yard variance because, as I say, I'm proposing to drive alongside my existing building to access the garage. If it goes 10 foot off the side, the garage door stages behind the porch, and it's moot point. Then I'd have to ask, turn the building sideways and a variance to access off the other property. I couldn't access it in any other way.
Mm-hmm. But you made it one lot. But you combine the lots together.
Yeah, and I don't care to do that, if I don't have to. I mean, the other thing is I could also get 10 foot, get it subdivided and add 10 feet to one property and maybe if they allow a 90-foot frontage. But I thought that, like I said, for a garage access, I didn't think it would be that much of a hardship to obtain. Mm-hmm. And like I said, all my neighbors If you read the affidavits, everybody, I might have like 16, 18 signatures there of every neighbor in the neighborhood that's saying, it's okay by us, do it.
That's fine and dandy, but it's not okay by the county.
I understand. Well, I thought that was part of it where, you know, if there was opposition to it, then I would say, yeah, there's that, you know, there's absolutely reason to withhold that because, or if it was a neighbor where I'm encroaching on their property. But in the case where I own the property, and it's, like I said, it's deeded out already. It's, my kids will fight over it. I'm not selling it. We don't anticipate ever selling that property adjacent to it.
Mr. Zwornski, did the office advise you if it were 600 square feet? I don't know if you want to go that small. It can be 5 feet from the side and rear property line.
I'm sorry?
If the building was 600 square feet, you can be 5 feet from the side and rear property line. I don't know if you want to go that small, smaller, 232 more square feet, smaller.
How many feet smaller?
232.
Yeah, that I couldn't do that because, like I say, with the boat in there and you know, I want to put a little shop in there with it so I can work on it and so forth, that it's I would make it too small.
This board in the past has been has made more exceptions than perhaps the county would like. In granting variances that don't meet the standards. So forgive us for giving you, to you is a hard time.
No, I understand your questioning, and by the same token, it's very difficult for me to understand where, you know, I guess it's all about encroachment. Mm-hmm. And encroachment upon myself, I grant you the encroachment, right, as do all of my neighbors. I mean, I didn't come here without a ton of signatures of every neighbor behind me, alongside of me, in front of me, all up and down the street that are, you know, I've lived there myself for 20 years, and we've owned both properties for 20 years. And
the other thing we have to be careful of is setting a precedent.
And I'm sorry?
We have to be careful of setting any precedent that
we grant this
and all those neighbors that were all in favor of it, they come back and say, well, you know,
well, that's the reason I thought it was not a problem, because it was issued right on our own street where literally houses were moved, and there's an encroachment of the roadside setback for the garage, and it was all to facilitate monetary gain as opposed to, you know, usage. I don't know if there's a difference or not, but as I say, it's... I don't think it's an unreasonable request.
Right. However, okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman.
Sir, I ask you one more question.
Yes, sir.
If we, this case happened to get denied, are you going to move it over?
Am I going to move it over? No, I can't build it.
You're not going to build it then?
No, I'll ask Herring Creek Builders to give me my deposit back, because, you know, I never envisioned that I couldn't do it, and I gave him a deposit several months ago, and he tried to attempt to get the permit just as we had proposed the project, and he came back at me and said they won't give it to you, and then he gave me the information how to obtain a variance and so forth, so we filed for that, and like I said, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
You're really not showing any hardship. That's the trouble. I mean, they can be moved over and meet all the setbacks.
It can't be moved over and use it. And I mean, it's within, I mean, I'm capable of building it there. It's like not a, you know.
I understand.
I'm not going contrary to what I can do, you know. Mm-hmm.
No more questions.
Okay. Mr. Essen? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here?
There was 12 signatures submitted in favor of the application.
12 in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,678 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,678 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, sir.